Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to episode 6 of Mental Illness. I am your host, Damon Hammack, coming to you today. We're talking about how to recover from an off day, like a day where you just felt like you were down in the depths, like you just couldn't get anything done, like a day where you felt like a complete fucking failure. Yesterday was one of those days for me. And for anybody who's tuning in for the first time, this channel is about my personal battle day in and day out with narcissistic personality disorder, which is a mental illness. My personal battles, my daily ins and outs, how I deal with it, how I recover, how I sought therapy, all that other good stuff. But anyways, let's dig in deep. Yesterday was a complete off day. Like, I didn't get anything done. I had both my kids. I just felt like it was just a waste of a day. And I hate feeling like that, especially like with my personality disorder. It's easy to get down on myself. It might be easy for you to get down on yourself or one of your significant others to get down on themselves. So it's easy for me to get down on myself. And like, it's not normal how I get down on myself. Like, when I get down on myself, it's like I hit myself in the face. I still off of myself with a two-piece. I fall on the ground and I stomp myself out. Because I always, it's easy. Like, when you're a narcissist, it's easy to pile on to your failures. You know what I mean? Pile on to things that you didn't accomplish and things that you felt like you should have done. So it's easy as hell to pile all that on and to get things, you mean, to make things, make situations worse than what they really, really are. But that's how we do, though, man. That's like the struggle with my mental illness, because we hate criticism. We hate, we take everything, even constructive criticism, we take it as disrespect or like an insult, which is crazy as shit. But like, literally, that's how it is. Like, you can be meaning super well and we take this as an insult. But I've been working on that. So we hate that shit. But imagine you giving that to yourself. Like, you giving yourself constructive criticism, but like, you take it as an insult. So it's crazy as hell how that works, man. I wish I could just like give y'all a, let y'all get a piece of my brain so y'all can see how I see the world. Cause it's fucking crazy, man. It's crazy as shit. But I deal with it. Like, yesterday was a completely fucking down day, but I know, like, just being aware of what I am and how I deal with stuff, I got down to myself, of course. That's why I'm making this video. If you listen to yesterday's, not video, if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you can hear how I was down on myself. Today, I'm in a fucking, I feel like I'm in a manic high where I want to get a lot of shit accomplished, a lot of shit done. And I'm going to be up pretty much all night accomplishing shit to make up for yesterday. And that can lead to fucking burnout. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my schedule to clock out of my life and my tasks at about, you mean, 11 o'clock to midnight. So hopefully I'll be done. I'm probably not going to be done with all my tasks by then, but hopefully I'll be able to clock out and just rest at that time. You know what I mean? Because that's just what you have to do, because other ways you try to make up for everything you missed out on yesterday. So if you have a, like, and you'll burn yourself out. So if you make up for everything you try to, that you missed out on yesterday and pile it on everything that you need to do today, that leads to burnout. And then you'll get down to yourself, because the next day will be a low day. You'll be fucking way behind again, and then pile on, burnout. So what you do is, because I mean, every day is not going to be a bad day. So yesterday was a bad day. Today was a decent day. Tomorrow's going to be a better day, because I already feel it is piling up. Like you said, I'm building up to a very end of the week. So Monday, I was down. Tuesday, I'm building up to be better. Wednesday is going to be a great day. I'm speaking into existence, because the words you use affect how you feel. And that's multiplied times 10, times 100, times 1,000 with somebody with my personality disorder. So the words I use affect me. So I'm not going to say I have mental limiting. That's why I said, that's why I call this shit mental illness, because I'm healing every day from the shit. Whatever cause what I have right now, I'm healing every day from the shit. I'm dealing with it every day. I'm fucking battling with it every day. And it's, I mean, it's kind of fun. It's not fun, but you mean it just, it's wild, man. Don't fucking mock the sinners to laugh, because this is, it just came out. If y'all hear me sipping, I'm drinking my Cuervo again, Especial. Shout out to them. That's how I get through the day sometimes. But back to the topic at hand. Like I said, if you feel like yesterday was a down day, you missed out on a bunch of stuff that you needed to get done, don't just pile it on to the next day. So if Monday was a bad day, don't just pile everything on to Tuesday. Break that shit up into like small, manageable pieces that you can break up over the next 2, 3, 4 days. That way you won't overwork yourself, and that way you won't experience burnout. Because that burnout, I'm telling you, is on another level when you fucking burnt out and you're a fucking narcissist, because you get down on yourself. And then that fucking one day, that instead of that one day, this is being down throughout the whole week, you have 3, 4 days throughout the whole week you burn down. I mean, you down on yourself. And that shit can fucking build up to some tremendous, tremendous fucking bullshit. I'm telling y'all, I hate that shit. You know what I mean? So I hope everybody's out there is just like, you dealing with the same shit I'm dealing with or something similar. Or you have a family member that you feel like is dealing with this shit that's unaware, then sometimes this shit can be tough, man. Just going through it. But like right now, I go through it now and I know it. I'm aware enough to know I'm in a down. Like, fuck, I'm in a down. So I try to, like, my day don't be a complete wash. I'll try to do little tiny stuff on my like to-do list that I can do, so I won't feel like the day is complete fucking failure. Like, damn, I did accomplish 2 little tasks. But those 2 little tasks are an accomplishment in of itself, so I can feel like I've done something more. I can feel like I've built on. I can feel like I've accomplished something, so I'm not completely down. Like yesterday, I didn't hardly do anything real estate related, but at the end of the day, I was like, man, I have to do something to get out of this funk or to just get ready for tomorrow. So I shipped all my eBay. I got all my eBay orders ready. It took a little bit longer than normal because I got distracted easily on Facebook and shit like that. But I got all my eBay stuff done. And then I was like, okay, I ain't got to do that shit in the morning. So I woke up in the morning, didn't have that shit to do, woke up a great day. And this morning, if y'all don't know, I live in Durham, North Carolina. My son, my older son, stays with me 3, 4 days out of the week. And I had to take him to school, drop him off at school at the bus stop, take him out of his little son business, and left his book bag in Durham. I had to be in Reedsville for a home inspection later. So instead of, like, normally I would have blown up. And I could see he was getting down on himself. And I took a deep breath, y'all. I practiced my Tony Robbins shit. I was like, okay, what can we learn from this? We can learn not to just make sure he got to put a checklist up to make sure he got everything he fucking needs to be able to keep his day going. You know what I mean? For the school. So I rode all the way to Durham, rode all the way back to the school, which is an hour. You know what I mean? It's an hour added to my day. So my day already thrown off. Get to Reedsville, home inspection, then go there. Then it's okay. Then went to the YMCA, got a little quick workout in, and then drove all the way back to Durham to work. And I got a lot of phone calls done today, y'all. Did a lot of phone calls, got a lot of email, a lot of follow-up. I felt great. But that's the thing that we need to do. Like, we need is, if you don't stay busy with this personality disorder, it can be easy to be consumed with other stuff. So I have a very, very addictive personality. I don't know if y'all know that, but like, I get addicted to all kinds of shit. I'm addicted to Facebook. I'm addicted to Instagram. I'm addicted to, a bunch of shit. So I had to remove that, like, in order to operate, I had to remove those shits from my phone completely in order to operate and get shit done. You know what I mean? In order to operate and move stuff around and get shit done, I have to remove all the distractions and stuff like that, because I'm easily distracted. Very, very easily. So if you, like I said, have a personality disorder where you very, very easily distracted, remove the distractions, remove the temptation, remove it. And I swear you get a lot more stuff done when the temptation is removed from you. But like, speaking of like addictive personalities, like, I, not only do I get addicted to like things, I get addicted to people, which is weird. Not on no like sexual fucking level, no sexual, no gay shit, no, nothing like that. No sexual shit, no gayness, no nothing like that. I just like, sometimes people intrigue me, and I like to be around that certain, be around people just to see what makes them tick. Because what I have, it makes me want to be like, my personality disorder makes me want to be kind of like a fucking chameleon. You know what I mean? So I like to blend, like, I don't want people to notice me. I do want people to notice me, but I don't want to be noticed too much. Well, I'm the center of attention, but I do it at the same time. It's weird, y'all. But like I said, this, it makes me want to be a chameleon. And the best way to be a chameleon is to fucking copy your surroundings. So if I find a person that intrigues me, like, why is this person the way they are? I like to be around said person and kind of mimic what they do, mimic how they act. Kind of like I said, just like a fucking chameleon. If you ever seen the movie Taking Lives with Angelina Jolie and Ethan Hawke, that's kind of what, not on a murderous level, but that's kind of what I'm talking about. Like, I get around people that I like, that I admire, that I'm just like, that intrigue me, and I copy some of their mannerisms. I copy their mannerisms. I've, like, if you look at my handwriting, I have extremely neat handwriting, and it's a combination of handwritings from people that I've encountered with over the years. Like, I remember in third grade, I saw a girl write a G, and I liked the way she wrote that G. And I still write the G the same way that she did, like, in third grade, because I liked it that much. It's incorporated into what I do now. And, like, I just mimic people, man. And it's fun because, you mean, you can blend in. Like I said, if you have what I have, you can become better. Like, don't fight what you are, because if you fight it, you'll be fighting a losing battle, because you can't, like, you can go to therapy and things like that for mental illness. You can get it treated. You can fucking take medicine and stuff like that, but you still gonna have it. You can't get rid of this shit. So my philosophy is, it might sound weird, or it might be fucked up, or go against conventional thinking, but my philosophy is to dive deeper into what you have. Right. If I'm gonna have to be a narcissist, I'm gonna be the best fucking narcissist that I can be. I'm gonna be the most adept, most developed narcissist that I can fucking possibly be. I'm gonna milk it for the good things about it, because there are good things about it. It's not a fucking, like, mental illness doesn't mean like it's gonna fucking cripple you. It can be a fucking, you mean, not a crutch. It can be a fucking stepping stone, because it makes me extremely ambitious, extremely competitive, extremely, you mean, makes me want more. Nothing is ever enough. So if nothing is ever enough, I'm always be trying to top my levels, top what I did, top what you did. I'm very competitive. I love it. I love getting around people that are doing better than me, because it makes me feel envious. It makes me feel jealous, and I hate it, but I love it, because I see the drive in them, and I love that shit. You mean, I love when other people got drive, and it drives me. I don't like being around people like with no drive, because that fucking just takes away the energy in the room. I fucking hate that shit, man. I hate it with a fucking passion. But anyways, y'all, back to the topic. I know I got to start babbling a little bit, but that's how I'm going to do on these things, man. I'm just literally going to be telling y'all how I feel about certain stuff and how I react to certain things. But like I said, right now, the main thing that I'm focused on right now is just like today, I accomplished some stuff that I was supposed to accomplish yesterday. I broke it up, and tomorrow I have some more stuff, and Thursday I have some more stuff, and I'll be all caught up with everything. And then Friday, it allowed me. It's like Mondays are fucking, I don't know what it is. It's like Mondays are fucking drag to me, because I feel like Monday piles on from the weekend. Like I don't take the weekends off, but I don't do what I need to be doing over the weekends, and it fucks me up. Like, I know I need to be doing more, so that shit piles on and fucks Monday up too. So there's another piece of advice. So if you have some shit that you need to get done, do it. Do it immediately. Do it as soon as you can, because if you don't, it'll fucking pile up, and then you have some other shit that piles up, there's some other shit that piles up, and then it leads to your fucking getting down on yourself on Monday, because the shit you should have done Friday, you wait to do it Monday, and it piles up and becomes worse than it was supposed to be, and then you down on yourself, and then you can't accomplish what you needed to fucking accomplish because you down on yourself. Get the fuck up, man. You stronger than that. You have, like, whatever you need to grasp onto to get you out of the depression, to get you out of that fucking funk, to get you out of being down on yourself for that day. Grasp onto that shit. If you need to fucking, you mean, I don't know if you're a fucking beautiful woman, or, you mean, handsome man or some shit, post some kind of crazy ass picture to get you the attention that you need to fucking build your energy up. Because that's what I do sometimes. I mean, sometimes I be wanting to fucking halfway pull my dick out online, but I'll get fucked up for that. Just to get attention, because sometimes attention is what I need to fuel me a little bit. I need to know that people are watching, and I'm not necessarily watching the hate, but watching to fucking just enjoy the journey and to fucking appreciate what I do. Because at the core of what everybody does, at the core of what we all do, we all just want to be wanted and appreciated. And at the core of every narcissist, every fucking borderline, every person you know, we just want to feel like we matter. And it just amplified times a thousand being a narcissist. But I hope y'all got a lot from this video. I'm going to cut this thing short. We climbing up on that 15 minutes. I love y'all. If y'all have any questions, remember, just shoot me an email, mental.whealth85@gmail.com. I love y'all. Tune in next time. Peace.